Even before the September stock market crash, Professor James Galbraith, author of The Predator State, How Conservatives Abandoned the Free Market and Why Liberals Should Too, never tired of denouncing market fundamentalism. One of the tenets of this sweeping ideology was monetarism.
The Federal Reserve should have the sole responsibility for control of inflation and the credibility in persuading the broader public that inflation would not be tolerated.
Another belief was supply-side economics.
Tax rates had a deep influence over behavior, and that if you cut them on certain populations, you could influence that behavior, in particular if you cut them on the wealthy, you would increase the supply of saving in the society and therefore the fund available for investment.
And the resulting policies have had global implications.
There was the idea that if you cut government spending, that you would improve the efficiency of the overall economy by moving resources from the public to the private sector. That if you freed up trade, reduced tariffs and other barriers, you would improve the efficiency of the private economy. And that regulation came at the price of efficiency, so the less the better.
The use of government power to serve private interest is what Professor Galbraith calls the predator state. And with the withdrawal of government regulations,
what happens is that the bad actors in the system, the sharp traders, show very good results. And the solid operators come under pressure to emulate that performance. What's the point of staying a good player? Nobody's going to trust you. You're just the last fool in the game. Regulation exists to keep that problem under control.
The root of the economic crisis lies in the housing bubble. And for Professor Galbraith,
we are going to have to renegotiate mortgages. We're going to have to convert some to rentals. We're going to have to move some people. That's what the Homeowners Loan Corporation did in the 1930s. The object of the game is not to stabilize the price of houses, but to keep the housing stock intact, keep people housed as much as we possibly can. But states and localities and the federal government have a bigger job. The country is in disrepair. The National Infrastructure Bank is a vehicle for making this happen.
Robert Kuttner, senior fellow at Demos and co-editor of The American Prospect, is the author of The Squandering of America. He explains that a radical change in political direction needs to happen.
It's time to retire the term stimulus package. Let's call it a recovery program, because this is going to be a multi-year enterprise, and it's going to have to require an order of magnitude increase in federal spending. Government does things that help ordinary people to realize their economic dreams. Many people became the first ones in their families to go to college on the GI Bill. And Medicare and Social Security actually made a real difference in people's lives.
And on what movement rests the fortune of this new liberal democratic transformation of society?
We're about to elect the first African-American president in the history of the United States. That all by itself is going to liberate such energy. You do see a lot of young people for the first time in decades actually having some hope and some pride in national leadership. And I think, assuming Obama's elected, you're going to see a revival of activism and ordinary citizenship at all levels.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.